Praise the Lord. Message number 280. The title of the message, Jesus with you in trials. Let's open our Bible to the book of John chapter 21. And let's read from verse 1 to verse 14. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we will go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you had just caught. So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, but even with so many, the net was not. Then Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. Let's pray. Lord, we thank and praise you for this wonderful time that you give us, and we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you send your word to your church and to your people to make it reach us on time. I pray, O God, anoint my lips and put verses and a statement to encourage your church and your people and to help them to rise up to overcome discouragement and trial and doubt. And I come against them all spirit of worries and doubt and fear. I rebuke all in the name of Jesus. I pray for revival. I pray for people to recommit their life once again, Lord, to save you, O God. I pray the message will bring salvation, healing, help, wholeness, hope, support that come from you. Lord, let your name be glorified, and let the purpose of sending this message shall accomplish, and you will accomplish the purpose, O God, that you desire from sending this word of yours. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Trials will come through in your lives. It had happened with the disciple of Jesus, and it's happening even today. We know that after the Lord Jesus died on the cross, when he was arrested, it was not only a sudden onset and he was crucified soon, but the thing here that his presence in the life of his disciple as a person, as a man, disappeared. He rose from the dead after his burial on the third day, and he was appearing to his disciple, but the disciple, they miss They were missing that Jesus whom they used to be their friend and companion. They eat with him, they sleep with him, they wake up with him, they go out with him, they come in again with him. They miss that. They miss a faithful person walking with them, and they see him with their own eyes. When that kind of presence of Jesus in their life was not yet fulfilled, that brought certain discouragement and certain doubts in the life of his disciples, especially Simon Peter. Trials may bring doubts and discouragement, even circumstances, certain setup that you are using and then disappear or disfigured or then disturbed. Disturbances in your life can bring discouragement and add to your sufferings in the trials. From the scripture that we have read, we can learn beautiful lessons and we can apply, you can apply in your lives. First point here I want to share with you, trials should not discourage you. You know, Simon Peter, out of his despair, he said, I am going out to fish. And then they say to him, we will go with you. His discouragement pushed him to go back to his old life. Christ called Peter, Simon Peter, as we know, to be a fisher of men. Now, when he is not able to see Jesus clearly in his life, he wanted to go back to his old style of living. And when he went back, he pulled out with him five people away from the Lord. Don't allow trials to make you desperate and push you back to go to your old life. Don't forget the calling of God in your life. Trials will come. Trials should not discourage you. The second point, trials should not blind your eyes from seeing the Lord. You know, when he appeared to them in verse 4, say that early in the morning Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. They were not able to see Jesus. Why? Because they were passing the trials, discouragement from the events that had passed in the life of the Lord. And then they want to earn their living. There's no fish. Even when he came in person, they did not believe. They were not able to see him. Don't let trials allow disbelief to creep into your heart and blind your eyes from seeing the Lord. The third point, in the trials, knows that the Lord is near, even if you cannot see him. You know, when they were not able to see the Lord, they thought he is not there in their life. Circumstances may blind your eyes from seeing him, but believe that he is there. Be sure that while you are passing during hard time, Jesus is there with you. The disciples that night, they caught nothing, but Jesus was with them. He programmed it that they will not be able to catch any fish to make them know the futility of their ways. Hard time, and when God is not giving you relief, that means that the Lord is there in your life and he is working to make you realize certain facts and truth about faith. The fourth point, in the trials, exercise faith. The Lord, when he appeared to his disciples, you know, he knew that they don't have fish. And when he called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. Why he answered? Why he asked them? Because he did that to make them realize that their lives does not depend on what they have, but it depends on faith on him. You know, in trials, you might be in need of food, money, shelter, or dress, or other things, but still your life will go on and will be sustained when you have faith on Jesus. Faith is so essential today for your life, for my life, for the life of the Church of God. Faith is so needed. We are in desperate need of that. Lord, I pray, increase our faith. And I pray right now, O God, that those who listen to your word, their faith increase and they will overcome. The first point that I want to share. In trials, train yourself to hear the voice of God. You know, when Jesus appeared to them, he said to them, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. In the same way, during the trials, put your ears on Jesus and be attentive to what he says to you. Be attentive to his voice. Because in the trials, when Jesus speaks, he tells you the solution. We need solutions. And solution will come when Jesus speaks. When he says the word, and it will be done. Point number six. In the trials, abide with the instructions of Jesus and what he speaks to you. The disciples of Jesus, when they did, when Jesus told them, throw the net on the right side of the boat, when they did, they were unable to hold the net in because of the large number of fish. In the same way, when you obey the instruction of Jesus and hearken to his voice, then you will find answer to your problem and a relief to your situation. Point number seven, see Jesus through the miracles that he is doing in your life. You know, after the big catch of the fish that the Lord gave to the disciples, in verse 7 we have read, then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. It means that Peter was not able to see the Lord. The disciple whom Jesus loved was able to see. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord. So, even when there is fish, Peter still he cannot grasp, but this is the Lord who brought it. They were not able to see the Lord clearly. What I want to tell you today, any miracle in your life is because Jesus is there. Any miracle happening in your life because Jesus is alive in your life. Therefore, do not doubt and see him in any miracle happen to you. In the trials, point number eight, in the trials, put in your mind that God is doing miracles in your life. Even if there is no miracle, believe that he is doing. Jesus did extraordinary thing that day. So Simon, verse 11, so Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Peter got 153 fish that day. The net was not torn. You also trust him and put in your mind that he will deliver you and will do something outstanding in your life today to solve your problem. Point number nine. Train yourselves to consider any favor of God is a miracle. Jesus gave to his disciples a big catch of fish, 153. The net was not torn. And then later prepare a meal for them. In verse 12, Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. A breakfast, if we compare it to the big catch of fish, is something small. But it is a miracle of Jesus to his disciples. And is another sign that he is present in their lives. He gave them a big catch of fish and he gave them also a breakfast. In the same way, small favor or a big favor or a comfort from the Lord is a miracle and is a sign that Jesus is around and with you in life. Point number 10, live the life of faith and exercise thanksgiving in sharing Jesus' blessings. In verse 13, Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. Bread, fish, money, favor, small things or big are all from Jesus. And you ought to thank him for all of that. Point number 11, learn to count your blessings and the time that the Lord appeared in your life. In verse 14, we have read, this was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. You say that this is the third time. Now it is your turn now to count how many times today or the previous days Jesus had appeared in your life, and start to thank him. Start to thank the Lord. He had done a beautiful things, marvelous things in your life, and you need to thank him. Point number 12. Now time has come to commit yourself to save God and to do his will. You know, on that day, Simon Peter was challenged with Jesus and was restored back to continue to serve the Lord. And if you read John 21 verse 15 to verse 17, how the Lord challenged Simon. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." In the same way, Jesus is calling you back to come back to him, renew your commitment, start to serve him, and do the assignment that he asked you to do. Jesus is with you. You must know he is accompanying you in your life and the trial that you are passing through. And God is calling you to come out from all your doubt, worries, negative thoughts, and discouragement. I come against it all and I rebuke all in the name of Jesus. Come back to God. See him in your life. I am sure that today, even now, even in previous hours or moments, the Lord had done beautiful things and miracles and favor. And the Lord wants you to come back to him. Oh God, I pray. Oh Lord, come to God. Touch your people right now in the name of Jesus. Raise up your hand to the Lord and Lord, thank you for all the favor and the miracle that you have done today in my life and the previous hours and days and months and years. I give you thanks and I praise you, Lord. God, I surrender my life and will to you, O God. Lord, thank you for being with me, O God. Forgive me, I went back away. Forgive me my negative thoughts and worry. I rebuke it all out of my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those who commit their lives. You bless them, O God. You help them to commit their lives once again to serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Lord, you be with them. You help them. You increase their faith, O God. You provide their needs, O God. Lord, take them up to the higher level of faith and commitment and to walk with you faithfully. O God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. O God, I pray, Lord, that you would take this message and make it reach those who are in need of this word of yours, those who are waiting to hear this message, of God, that they, their faith that need to be revived and once again to commit their lives to serve you, O God. I pray, Lord, the purpose of sending this message shall accomplish and Raise up more servants and workers into your vineyard. I pray, O God, that that your will be done in the life of your church and your people. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.